Oh, look, a deli meat.
God, I haven't had real butter since I was a little girl. Where'd you get here?
Government supply train on its way to Chancellor Suttle.
Veggie burgers are here. Nutritious and completely meat-free.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
If you want to make a clean break from plant-based burgers full of stuff you can't even pronounce, it's easy. Thanks to Lightlife.
Because I like real food. Made in a kitchen, not a lab. Some simple ingredients I've actually heard of.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
And business is booming globally. The demand for vegan meat exploded by 451% in Europe.
If you love ice cream, what about trying something new? Well, these maggots might be just what you're looking for. A company in Cape Town is using black soldier fly lava to make the frozen treats.
Almond milk, it's a good source of vitamin D, vitamin E, and calcium. But can it be used as an alternative to cow's milk? Let's find out.
Both of these burgers are made from plants and have similar ingredients. The main ingredients in an Impossible Burger are water, soy protein concentrate, coconut and sunflower oil, and natural flavors. What makes Impossible Burgers unique is that they bleed like a real beef burger thanks to the soy lehemoglobin. Beyond Meat's burgers, primary ingredients are water, pea protein, coconut oil, and canola oil. Beyond uses beet juice extract to give their burgers a realistic look.
Protein alternatives. In the United States, about 6% of people consider themselves vegan, but in 2014, it was only 1%.
Nutritious and completely meat-free.
Where's the beef?
The ocean's dying. Plankton's dying. It's people. Soylent Green is made out of people.
You gotta tell them Soylent Green is people! We've
got to
stop them somehow.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, you love cheeseburgers. I mean, we all do. I don't know whether...
I mean, you know, from time to time,
the Beyond Burger, the Impossible Burger, right?
But would you support changing the dietary guidelines?
To reduce red meat specifically?
Yes, I would.